Ooh, that sound is the fan in my car. I'm currently sat in my car, kind of waiting for the ice to melt on all the windows, and so I can proceed to my day. But I already wanted to muse and reflect on what I did on Monday, which was I went to see my old art teacher at my old school, and mainly because it sprung to mind during my filling out my application for next spring's do lectures, and one of the questions asked about key moments or a key moment in your life, and I put down three, but one of them was the time kind of post GCSEs and kind of pre A levels when I really didn't have a clue what I was going to do, and basically the art teacher at the time, Mr. Dormand, took me on to do photography because that was the only thing I could think of that I wanted to do, really, kind of, or at least kind of investigate, explore, have a stab at. And he took me on, and eventually I did art A level amongst a couple of others, and it was the only one I passed. So my kind of path was set from there on in, really. And so I was down in Devon at the weekend, and I thought I'd go and say hello, really, and just say thank you, because I was talking to my wife about it, and kind of thought, well, actually, probably doesn't really know kind of what happened next with a lot of people that kind of passed through his classes and things like that, and she's a teacher as well, and she just said, well, I'd be interested to know what happens to pupils after they kind of go on, be interested to see what they do next. So I went in, and it was really good. Had a really good time. Really funny catching up, sort of reflecting the fact that kind of 20 odd years had passed, really, since I was doing photography with him and everything. And he'd kind of mentioned that no one was currently taking A-level art at the school, which I was just shocked at, really. My jaw sort of hit the floor. I don't really know. There's probably a kind of number of reasons why that is. I know the school has become an academy, which is obviously open to fierce debate as to whether that is a good or a bad thing. But regardless, I just found it shocking that no one in a kind of in a secondary school. I mean, it's the only secondary school in the town, and I don't know quite how many pupils are there now. I mean, there certainly was only around sort of 800 when we were there, but there's probably a few more now, but not a lot more. I just found it astounding that no one was taking art. I just wondered whether that was because, I don't know, people think they should be doing something else in order to get a job, in order to progress, in order to get the right qualifications. And I guess it upset me because of, how much I've got out of art and out of following a career path, well, certainly educationally wise, in fine art. I went on from A-levels and I did a BTEC diploma and then got a degree in the subject. All this despite not having taken GCSE art, because I didn't think I could draw. I was just astounded, really, especially when kind of, Britain, this country's kind of, led the way artistically. When I was at university, the Young British Artist movement was the talk of the town, and kind of in all the papers, British artists were winning prizes at the Venice Biennale and kind of, helping kind of represent the country to the world. We had Cool Britannia. It was all kind of, it was all part of it, and still is, really. Some of the Olympics, opening, closing ceremonies, kind of everything that was on display was artistic talent, be it kind of, dance or stage direction, set building, kind of art direction. The whole thing was kind of brought together by a film director. and the whole spotlight was, you know, shone on London and shone on Britain by artists. So I don't really know where that leaves us, apart from you know, a personal quest to kind of, you know, redress that balance, or somehow kind of, you know, tell people that, you know, following a creative career path, you know, especially in this day and age, is more than relevant, is more than valid, you know. Yes, we need mathematicians and scientists and kind of, you know, we need to be able to read and write and spell and kind of do all these things, but, you know, it all comes through following your passion. You know, if you follow your passion, then you want to read more. I certainly read more art books, film magazines, music magazines through interest than I did anything else. So I don't see how it doesn't follow, really. But you know, maybe the school would argue different. Maybe they would say that, you know, they openly encourage art, but I don't know, somehow that doesn't, I don't get that impression. So I don't know, really. So what I'm saying is, art is valid, art is part of society, art is part of the reason we kind of, you know, get out of bed in the morning. Things are designed, things are created, people have to use their imaginations to solve problems, to, you know, find solutions, and so therefore, you know, following an art education path is part of that. So yeah.